I think it's really important that people start out playing safe.
So we want
the first one.
We want to start with.
Obviously, it's gonna be.
The girls are still wearing the clothing, unfortunately.
A fantasy of mine is like a gangbang. That's just hot to me.
This week, we have a Tara topic. We're going to talk about being...
Tara topic.
It's a Tara topic.
Okay, so, bitches. Love you.
Wow.
I'm
going to
get saucy.
Tara got saucy.
Hello, everyone. You are now listening to Suit on the Air, episode number 25, quarter century. I am James.
And I'm Tara Rose.
And we will be your sexy, swinging lifestyle host for the podcast today. Thanks for everyone for stopping by and having a listen. If you'd like to get more information on our website, it's at sexuninterrupted.com. Also, we are available on most social media outlets, including Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. So reach out.
Yeah, please. We'd love to hear from everyone. And this 25th episode, we bring to you an interview with a local lifestyle couple who's also in Calgary. They have been in the lifestyle for 12 years. They actually even met in the lifestyle. So they just kind of share their story and what they've been through and kind of shed some light on some different aspects of what the community is. They also are they like to attend a lot of kink events worldwide, not just in Canada. So they kind of provide that insight into the differences, similarities between the two worlds.
Two lifestyles, yeah, it's kind of interesting.
It is a little different and it's nice to hear about it, especially from people who have done it before.
Absolutely.
And a reminder to everyone listening that this show is about sex, so we encourage everyone to be 18 and over. And we also want to remind you that we're not any certified doctors, therapists,
we're not
or
licensed
anything.
Physicians.
So please consult a specialist if
you're doing all the fun stuff that we recommend.
Yes, exactly. Now let's get to the
especially
show.
In the kink community, make sure you consult a physician. So the smoke show.
Oh yeah. Yeah, the smoke show. You're gonna start talking
right.
about it.
The Jack Herer today, the leafy tag is JH. It's around 18% THC batch wise, obviously varies. It's a sativa dominant cannabis strain. I kinda like it. It's very mellow, it's not very harsh, it's not like a couch sloucher, it's kind of like a do fun stuff and do I don't know. It's got a heavy resin, though. Clogs up the bong.
It does. I found that, too.
Yeah.
And it's very heavy. I more prefer, like, the fruity thing, the fruity taste. But then I also like grass smells, too. And this one kind of has that piney, earthy,
yeah,
grassy, woody smell.
And again, we smoked it through
the bong, like usual.
The bong. Yes. Alrighty. Well, let's get to the interview.
In three...
Two.
One.
Go.
All right.
Hi. So today we have Melisandre and Jon Snow in the studio. Sorry, we were just trying to figure out the names. And so Melisandre and Jon Snow, welcome to the studio.
Welcome, you guys.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
It's good to have you.
Thanks. Good to be here.
So to get to know you guys, we want to let our listeners know who you are. Mm-hmm. You guys are local lifestylers,
mm-hmm.
I guess.
Local.
Yeah. Locals.
Yep, we're locals.
Because you guys
local
don't...
or local?
Yes, thank you.
Your local. Definition, just yeah. go with it, whatever you want. So I guess just to start out, how long have you guys been in lifestyle?
Well, we've known each other 12 years, and we were kind of in it before we even met, so...
Oh, you were.
Mm-hmm.
We met in the LS.
We met in the LS.
Yeah.
Wow, that's so rare,
uh-huh.
actually.
Yes.
Not a lot of people meet their significant others mm-hmm. in
no.
it.
No.
Yeah. How did you guys meet?
Well, there's my version, which will take about 90 minutes, and then there's her version, which will take about 30 seconds. So we'll let Melisandre tell this one.
He was seeing a couple, a guy and girl, boyfriend, girlfriend. And then he got a...
Just the girl to go.
Yeah, he went... Yeah. And then he started dating someone, a vanilla girl, so he kind of went that way. And then I met these two at Roadhouse.
Oh,
and,
yeah. Good old Roadhouse.
And they're like, hey, do you want to come over sometime? And I'm like, that sounds interesting. Knowing full well what it was, of course, because mm-hmm. I kind of dabbled their bit with girls before. So I went over with them, and then we kind of really hit it off, and I kind of just started this relationship with them. In the meantime, they kind of told Jon Snow about this girl that they met that they really liked. And then about a month later, his girlfriend dumped him. So then I met him, and then it was the four of us all hanging out every weekend because we just enjoyed each other's company. So that's how we met. Wow. So we kind of met doing that.
That's right intense, yeah. Actually.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, high-speed merge lane right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we can kind of relate.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't really meet in the lifestyle. We met at work.
But we did lots of lifestyle stuff.
Before, yeah.
Yeah.
And then it just kind of progressed into that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was really easy to progress into
lifestyle.
I was
like, look at this.
We already were in it.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You guys have been together for how long?
They said 12 years.
12 years?
12 years. What's our 9-year? 10-year
anniversary?
Well,
we got married in 09, but yeah.
Our 9-year anniversary is coming up. 10-year next year, but we were together like 3 years before, so
yeah.
It was about 12.
Yeah.
That's
just
awesome.
just after my 30th, so yeah.
So did you guys have like a lifestyle wedding?
No, there were some people at our wedding that we obviously told them to dial it down.
Yeah.
And yeah, so it was, yeah, it was mostly vanilla, but there
right.
was a few mm-hmm. there, and
for sure. There
someone
always has to be.
Someone
yeah,
here
they become
decided,
your friends.
Yeah. Yeah, so there was some near misses, but we were relatively well behaved.
That's
during
awesome.
Our wedding, yeah, because mm-hmm. it was in Mexico, so it was a week of trying to keep
oh
wraps
my gosh.
On things. Yeah,
right. Okay, so cats in the room.
Yeah,
I guess like so. Since you guys have never really experienced your relationship outside of the lifestyle, what do you find like? What has kept you in the lifestyle? Because obviously there are the
yeah.
pluses of
question.
The lifestyle, but like, what has kept you in it for so long?
I think. One thing is I'm bisexual, so that is an outlet I definitely need in my life. So
mm-hmm.
even if we weren't going to, for some reason, not play with men, I would need that somehow. So
yeah.
we kind of have to have that for me to be pretty happy in my life.
For your love
yeah.
thing to be full almost.
Yeah,
yeah,
like I need that outlet for sure. And
that doesn't hurt my feelings at all.
Sounds good, honey.
Well, and that's where, like, again, you kind of get into that point where you're, like, you understand that, like, what the needs of your partner is, like, you respect them for who they are and what
mm-hmm.
they want, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you can go down that path and be able to, like, I want to do this with you,
mm-hmm.
and then you can go and do this by yourself. Do you guys play a part?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it took us a long time to evolve to that point, and you know, it, there's no way it would have worked initially in the relationship.
Okay, so that was a dog. Anyways, continue.
Yeah, so yeah, I think it's safe to say there's no way that that would have worked initially, but there's been a huge evolution in what we were comfortable with 12 years ago and what we're comfortable
well,
with now.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
we relate again.
That's
yeah.
a no-brainer, right?
Yeah.
When you get to that point, you're at that stage, you're just like, we need to communicate about these things. And we've talked about it. It's like that ebb and flow of like
yeah.
the lifestyle. You'll have your ups
yeah.
and your downs and
yeah.
your like amazing points and the parts you'll remember and the stuff that you're like, I'd rather forget, right?
Yeah.
So we're all going to have those moments and you
mm-hmm.
just have to learn from each one and communicate, right? So.
And I think for us, like there's kind of the excitement of, like, new dating. Like, it feels like you're back in high school.
Variety?
Well, the
yeah.
variety thing, but
yeah.
it's also, like, you've got your best friend as the best wingman ever.
Totally.
Yeah.
But also what it does is, you know, it allows you to still have that excitement feeling, but it also allows you to appreciate what you do have with each other when the dust all settles, right? Because,
so
you know,
true.
Like, where some people live this day in and day out, and we're kind of, like, Friday, Saturday, LSers, right? Like, we
yeah.
still, we're totally normal Monday to Friday sort of thing. So, I think it's kind of nice. Like,
it's an escape almost, a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah,
it's an escape, but it's something that you share together, but it also reinforces what you have in your own relationship.
Together.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
yeah.
get what you mean.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of brings you together.
Mm-hmm. And we like meeting new people, too.
Yeah.
I can't imagine being a couple that the weekend comes and you sit and watch movies. Like, okay, everyone likes to watch movies once in a while, but that's your weekend every weekend, not getting up, getting dressed, going to meet new people, even if there's not a lot of sexual stuff happening, just
yeah.
meeting new people
yeah.
who are like-minded in the same community. that you can talk freely about stuff.
Yeah.
And that I think we both really enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
Giving space to be yourselves.
Yeah.
That's exactly. Yeah. That's what I appreciate too. Because mm-hmm. there's a lot of weekends where we don't play with people, yeah. but we still hang out with
lifestyle with people. Like,
yeah.
And I guess like my biggest thing was that I always found that like now more than ever, I've hang out more with lifestyle people.
Yeah.
How mm-hmm. did you, I guess, cause since you guys were in the lifestyle for so long, were most of your friends in the lifestyle or, mm-hmm. and how is that, how is your friends matching sort of come along?
The balance.
Like, yeah. I think.
Who do you hang out with more now than you would like back, I guess 12 years ago, right?
Yeah. Like when this first started out, like it was basically all vanilla friends. And I met this cool girl, and she's pretty liberal. So initially, you have all your regular old vanilla friends, and then this crazy girl comes along, and, you know, in a good way. But there were some people that, you know, she's kissing girls in front of my buddies and stuff, and that's all cool and initially. But when you get older, I kind of really wanted to separate that, right? So we mutually agreed to dial that down around
the muggles
yeah, exactly. I love that term, yeah. Dial it down around them, and then like we're definitely the type of couple that we don't want to go and just play with anyone and anyone under the sun. Like we prefer to have a friendship with the people that we play with in the lifestyle, and there's I think just this evolution that, like you said, you don't always have to play or anything, but they're like-minded people sexually, and then they become like-minded people as your friends. So mm-hmm. there's definitely been this huge transition. Like, you know, we were thinking about our 10-year wedding anniversary coming up, and I was just thinking about, like, who we would want to have come and who wouldn't, and like a lot of those vanillas have dropped off. Like we're still friends,
no,
but there just is that kind of paradigm shift, and over time there's that evolution, and we don't hang out with them as much.
Well, they can be kind of judgmental sometimes, right? And even if they don't say it, I mean, I'm an empath, I feel it, like, and then I'm scared to be myself.
Yeah.
And that's like when the problem comes.
You can't be like what you did on the weekend. Oh, I gave 5 guys a blowjob because they would die of a heart attack.
Yeah.
So it's like you end up not talking about stuff that you've done. So it's like half your life's a secret, so you don't really feel like
that. Oh, you're, it's so hard.
Like your best friend is like, well, you're kind of now just my shopping buddy friend or something. I can't really be honest with you about my life.
Anyways, so back to our topic at hand, because our dog is, yes, anyways.
Oh, he's protecting the house.
Exactly. From the evil couch noise.
But yeah, so your friends have gotten on a balanced scale where, again, who do you hang out with mostly on the weekends? Probably your lifestyle friends. Mm-hmm. Sometimes during the week you have your coffee, you're shopping, like your sort of thing.
Right? Yeah.
Basically, there's a bit of a difference between us, though, because a couple of her good friends know about it, and I think all my friends are not stupid, but I've never come out and, you know, told them what we're doing and stuff. So I just really try to keep those two worlds separate. I don't think I do a great job of it, but I don't tell everyone at all. It's different for you guys.
I mean, work doesn't know.
Well, I guess that kind of leads us into the next topic that I wanted to talk about, was more of like, you guys have gone to a lot of, I guess, sort of events and
festivals.
Kate,
I need to go put her in the crate.
So you guys have done a lot of events and festivals and sort of lifestyle things, but you've also dived into a lot of fetish sort of kink things.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to kind of understand that concept, because I would say I'm kinky, but I can understand that you guys might not think I come across on like the vanilla kinky side from what I've heard you guys have done. So like you guys have gone down to what is called Fetish Factory.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so kind of describe those sort of describe
for
that.
Animals are being so bad.
Anyways, so describe like Fetish Factory and how that kind of is and how that was, or what
that was an evolution as well. So this is interesting. So when we first met in the LS, you know, we're dating and meeting all these cool people, and we were actually up in Edmonton and ran into a few people that were into like latex clothing and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, well, what the heck is this. And our one buddy, he's quite a charismatic guy. And he's like, oh, you know, because he had a shop for a while there. And he's like, you gotta try this stuff on. Like, it looks weird on the rack and it looks terrible, right? It looks like an old bread bag, like on a coat hanger or whatever. Yeah. But he came to Calgary and we did a photo shoot in a hotel. And, like, Melisandre just looked amazing. And it's really neat because, like, latex for women, like, it hides all the flaws.
I think it's so hot.
And it accentuates all the good, the womanly parts, right? Yeah. So right away, we're like, this is kind of a cool world.
We're like, let's buy it all.
Yeah, so then, you know, we bought her some pieces, and then, you know, your kind of community of friends grow. And we initially got invited to an event in Vancouver. It was our first one. Mm-hmm. And then we went to an event after that in Montreal. Mm-hmm. We meet more people. And then we went to this one down in Florida a few years later. And it's the biggest one in North America. That's the Fetish Factory.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
And it's interesting because I thought it was kind of the LS world, but it actually isn't. There's some real distinct differences there. Yeah. But we kind of feel like we're a bit fraudulent in that world because we like dressing up.
Yeah.
But we don't incorporate kink play into, like, our day-to-day lives, right?
Well,
like
other stuff to other guys. Mm-hmm. Other guys I might do things with. I don't really do much to girls because I don't feel comfortable with that. And he's done very limited stuff with other girls, but just for experimental purposes only. Mm. But we go to the events and like to see it.
Yeah, we like dressing up and stuff, but we know people.
So you're like the voyeur at a swinger party.
Yeah, kind of. In that world, kind of. Yeah. And no one really cares, right? But we know people that are so heavily in that world. Like if the corset isn't tied perfectly, they can't even climax. Like, there's so many, like, boxes level, that need to be ticked.
Oh, their erotic blueprint is kinky.
Yeah. Obviously, it really is. And we don't have that. Strict. Yeah.
I just think it's super interesting going and really interesting people there. And where it's different from lifestyle, I find there's, like, a bigger variety of people. Yeah. Like
and fetishes.
Yeah.
When you guys go down, do you guys, like, hang around mostly like lifestyle kinky people, or do you find mostly just kinky people?
All kinds of people.
All kinds of people.
Yeah.
Hmm. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. And intrigued.
So the people there, and how, like, when you guys first went down there, did you guys, like, kind of go down dressed up and, like, to the nines, did all that stuff? So you kind of fit in perfectly. What, like, how is it when, like, a lifestyle, like, couple who kind of thinks that they're kinky walks into those environments? How are they received?
We found that if we talked about being in the lifestyle, people would be a little more back away from us. Mm-hmm. So we kind of just didn't really talk about that too much.
Well, like, to clarify, the first time when we went to the Montreal Fetish Weekend, we didn't really know that there was this.
We thought it was like, it's the same thing. Yeah, sex.
So when I were talking, and there was like this young guy there from New York, and
he was super cute. I'm like, wheeling up this dude, maybe. And then
the moment he found out, it was like poof, like dust in the air. He couldn't get out of there.
Goodbye. Yeah.
So we were thrown off. We're like, oh, that was random.
Wow. Yeah.
But no, I think it's in general, like, that world has to be very inclusive, right? So people don't really judge you, but we don't go waving it from the mountaintop either. We just kind of dress up and go have fun.
But it is weird how it's a fetish event. There is us, people like us there. And you all somehow seek to somehow find each other.
Yeah.
Like, slowly, you're like, oh, okay, you're the same as us. You're, like, being here. You're, like, partying here. You're, like, dressing up. You like some flogging. You know, you like some electric play. But you're also swinger.
I think part of it is it's, like, when you go on a vanilla all-inclusive to Mexico and then all of a sudden all the Canadians are hanging out. Yeah. It's kind of the lifestyle fetish equivalent of that.
Yes.
Like when we went to Dirty Vegas, same concept.
Yeah, we found all the Calgary people. Even though we were staying at the same hotel.
Yeah, it's funny how that works.
Yeah. Well, me and Melisandre have had that conversation numerous times. It's like when you get into those comfort situations,
you just become like, there's no judgment, there's no nothing. Why wouldn't I hang out with these people again? Like,
yeah,
again, if I got to a point where I'm so comfortable to be myself, my true self, and there's nobody there that's going to look at me with a different eye. I've never had drama, never had problems, never had anything. It's like, well, why wouldn't I go back? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? When it's good, right?
Yeah.
We're all creatures of habit. We all want to go back to the same thing, right?
Mm-hmm. I would definitely be interested in, like, doing more kink events, but mm-hmm. I know that it's, like, different rules, different boundaries. It's a different way of being, and I don't know enough about it, so I'm really scared to go.
You shouldn't be one iota. You would fit in swimmingly. And yeah.
Like, but we're not, like, I'm way, way more kinky than
mm-hmm.
James is.
But you guys would know how to navigate it. It is not it is not a complete departure from what you're used to at all.
No, understandably. You go to the sex show and you see some of what what's going on.
I've never been to a sex show.
To the point. No, yes we have.
What?
The taboo sex show.
Taboo.
No, I was talking about, like, the ones in, like, Thailand.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I've been to one of these. Yeah. I've never been to one.
In Amsterdam?
I never did in Amsterdam. I was too scared. I was 18.
I watched the girl smoke the cigar out of her couch.
Yeah, I was way too scared. That was way too much for me when I was 18. Yeah. Come on.
Well, there is an event coming up soon in Edmonton, which will be a one-night thing, and it'll be a nice, easy transition into that world, so we will definitely let you guys know when it's announced.
That's awesome. Right.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
So in the kink community, how is lifestyle, like, how are the people different? Like, again, I know we have our rules and our boundaries in the lifestyle,
mm-hmm.
but in the kink community, obviously there's some crazy different mm-hmm. rules and boundaries, mm-hmm. and I'm guessing that they're a lot more strict.
Do you have to ask more questions?
Like, well, how, like, that's what, like, when you say that person literally took off and found out when you guys were lifestyle, how kind of, why do you think that was? Because your rules and boundaries were different? Or was it because, like, just an interpretation of what you guys went through in that moment?
My opinion of that, and we don't want to sit here and act like we're the all-knowing oracle of all things kink, right? But there is definitely some really dynamic, like, dom-sub stuff there that the two of us don't have. So, you know, there's people that we know of that have, like, these crazy intimate relationship together, but if another person put a finger, male or female, on the sub, it would be a big
problem. No.
Yeah.
It would be a bit, and, you know, like, we're not the experts in this, but that is what I feel is the big difference, because,
absolutely.
You know, there are people that are into kink and into the LS, and that's totally fine. But there's people that, you know, do all these crazy things with each other, but they wouldn't dream of involving another person.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Do you think?
Yeah, definitely.
No, I think it's the same too.
Mm-hmm.
Even with women in the lifestyle, we are so used to kind of being, like, overly touchy, I think, sometimes, mm-hmm. and, like, going into a kink community, that's mm-hmm. not okay.
Yeah.
You can't just...
Yeah, there's definitely more rules, but it's very quick, very fast learn.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh.
Yeah. It's not like you're, like, all over people, and people, like, you're just...
Well, I guess if you walked into that place...
You feel the energy.
Well, if you walked into that place and you were that, like, hands-on, touchy-feely, you get put in your place pretty damn quick.
Probably. But there is some doms who are really touchy-feely, so it's hard to know.
Well, they're trying
really?
To be...
Yeah.
Dommy, right?
Yeah. So it's hard, like, I think you just gotta be yourself.
Dommy.
Take it slow and you'll learn where you fit in, what you like to do and what you don't like to do.
Yeah, and it comes down to having some social awareness. Like, we've never got into trouble or overstepped other people.
Well, one thing is that you guys don't do drugs too, which I think is huge.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think a lot of people get blurred lines because indulge in drugs at lifestyle parties, so
mm-hmm.
having that awareness about you in that sort of situation is so smart of you guys.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely applaud you for that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and you almost have to if you understand this community,
mm-hmm.
our community alone.
Yeah,
it takes a lot of communication and a lot of trust and a lot of that sort of things. When you get to that level of being like,
there's somebody literally sticking like potential hooks through your skin and suspending you above the roof. Mm. You got to have some serious mental trust in this person that they're not there to hurt you. They're there to give you the what you are asking
for. Mm-hmm.
So
it's not just like some people, you know, a lifestyle event. They're just want to bang. Maybe it's just a notch on the old bedpost. It's like they're just trying right around the room. Whereas that definitely a kink event. That you're not getting, like, maybe some guy might bug you to massage your feet a bunch of times, but that's like the worst thing.
Here we go.
And usually I'm like, I don't care if this is getting you off, that feels fantastic.
Yeah, I'll take
but
it. I'll receive
usually
that.
You don't get bugged.
Those
like, you're
are
not
the most popular
bugged
guys.
Relentlessly. Guys are.
The feet guys?
Yeah.
Oh, the girls' feet are killing them because of the crazy shoes they're wearing, and those guys just.
These guys are like,
they love it. They love it. The girls love it.
I totally forgot about the feet guy.
Yeah.
That's a perk. I'm going to take that as a perk.
It's
awesome.
And it's just fun group of people to party with.
If you got a foot fetish, try to find some kink events.
I like pushing boundaries, though, and that's why I think I've experienced a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would definitely be like, hey, suck my toes.
Yeah. Oh.
Here. That feels good.
See, I'm not a big fan of feet, so I'd stick away from that part.
And there's a lot of people. Yeah, there's that line is drawn very succinctly.
Yeah, some people would be like, "Why would you the guy let that massage your feet?" I'm like, I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm happy. He's happy.
Yeah,
we're not like. As long as he's not going above the knee, it's all fine. Yeah. Rub away.
Yeah.
One of the things we learned very early in the lifestyle, we're still great friends with the friends that gave us this advice, though, was. It is far better to leave a night or leave an event or something wishing you did more than regretting you did too much. And, you know, sometimes you get caught up in the moment.
I'm going to have to quote that.
It's such a good line, and it is something that we have brought into whether it's kink events or lifestyle events or just life in general. Like, we have lots of time here, right? And, like, we always try to... If we're ever, we've all made mistakes, but if we're ever second guessing something, we try to dial it back and think about that. It's better to leave wishing you did more than regretting you did too much.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that really translates really well into that kink world because then you don't get into super awkward situations.
Yeah. It translates well into like life.
It does. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
It really, it's a good way of looking at it. I think a lot of people feel pressure to do a lot in one night. Cause sometimes they might not be able to get out a lot.
Yeah, or if it's their first time, they're excited, and then they're like, oh, darn it, I probably shouldn't have blown every guy in that place.
Well, that comes back to what I think the kind of one flaw about the lifestyle is that it's over-sexualized, right? Where, you know, you when you think about the lifestyle, a lot of people think of, like, when you, like, think of walking into, like, a club, you're walking over naked bodies. It's like they're all over the place. It's like an orgy. It's like, if you understand the lifestyle and understand,
at
like...
At 3 a.m. it might be.
Yeah, it might be. But, again, it's not what it is, right? So having that understanding and getting the knowledge out there, which is what we are trying to do, that's what we're just trying to get out there, is that you just have to ask the right questions. And that is a perfect statement to say that, like, just don't do too much, too fast.
Again,
we've gone to countless events where we don't do anything. And you're talking with like-minded people, you're still having a blast. You might... you know, plan on meeting them next month or
So
you're making connections.
Yeah, you're making a connection. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sometimes the vibe just isn't there. And I think we are past being 20 years old and wanting to, I shouldn't even
just
say 20
years
old. Yeah.
Bang.
But when that excitement is there at the beginning, you just want to bang everyone.
Go.
And, stuff. And we're not like that anymore, right? Like, not that we really even were at the beginning, but it's, you want to have that vibe with people and that connection and that kinship. As well as the physical stuff,
it becomes more and more important.
The physical is the bonus.
Yeah,
right. Like the variety and having sex with somebody else is like a bonus.
Mm-hmm.
Having friends that you can talk to about the things that you really want to talk about or do the things like I just want to rub up on your titties. Please just let me rub up on your titties. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I can have friends that I can go rub up on your wife's titties, and you know we're cool with that.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
exactly.
That's the physical part, I think, is the bonus. Having people around you that love you for, or like embrace who you truly are and love you for you, that's just like Huge. Why give that up?
Yeah.
Right?
Like, yeah.
We don't want to live this life 100% of the time.
Yeah.
We wish we could. And yeah. We wish it was socially acceptable, mm-hmm. which we've talked about the acceptance theory, which I think we'll go into next episode. But yeah, I guess that...
No, I actually had a few questions.
Yeah.
Okay. So I know you guys, you've been in the lifestyle of 12 years, mm-hmm. so you've had the opportunity to travel a mm-hmm. little bit more than us. And one thing that's really popular with Sex Uninterrupted is the blog about our Hedo experience.
Mm-hmm.
Have you guys been to Hedo?
Yeah.
Yes.
Have you been to any other resorts?
Yes.
A couple takeovers.
Yeah, okay. So do you mind sharing? Cause mm-hmm. Temptations, I think you... Have you guys been there?
Not together, no.
Oh, yeah, I went to...
I've never been.
But so the Puerto Vallarta?
No, the first one we went to was Desire and Cabo.
Oh, you've been to Desire?
Yes.
But that one's closed now.
Yeah. And Cabo's closed.
Oh, yeah.
So and
Desire's in Cancun. The one that's open is in Cancun.
It's in Riviera.
Yeah, Miami.
Yeah. So that was the first one we'd ever been to, and it was... 8 years into our relationship, and we're like, amazing. What the heck? Like, how have we never
heard about this?
Never come here. Yeah. So we've done that. And then we did Hedo 2 a couple years ago, but that we probably don't have the best, most typical way of explaining that one.
I don't know. We had a good time.
We had a good time, but basically, like, I was under the impression that it was called Kink in the Caribbean.
Mm-hmm.
So Melisandre got to go for free because she did some modeling at the ABN Awards for this other thing earlier
bonus,
in the year. Yeah,
because Hedo's expensive.
Yeah, so we're like, absolutely, let's go. But I was under the impression it was a takeover for all of
the whole
Hedo 2
resort.
And there was like six other groups there. So it was kind of strange because obviously they're all LS groups, but we were the only kink group.
Oh, you're
so there was people that were intrigued by it, and then there were people that were like, they wanted nothing
and
to
we had
do
a,
with
what? We had a separate bar, and they had like tarps around it so no one could see us. It was like, okay, come on.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
That's a little unfortunate.
Can't
everybody just get along?
Yeah.
Well, but that's the thing, too, like... People don't understand the kink play thing, so there's like a lot of gawkers, and there's some pretty, and there's some pretty crazy stuff going on that we want nothing to do. Us two personally wanted nothing to do with, but at least we understand it.
Yeah,
so those are friends. Fill your boots. Like if you want to do all that crazy stuff, go ahead. But mm-hmm. there's, you know, people. We were segregated from everyone else, and so it wasn't the true, like, you guys got a true Hedo 2 experience.
We got a
whole up and down Hedo experience.
We got the whole thing. Yeah,
we got the big group to the absolutely nobody, and we're like,
which was nice.
Okay, so we're just gonna go explore, and we met some people there that were like, they were great people, but like people that we probably wouldn't play with, right?
Yeah.
And so, but it was nice to just hang out with them.
Yeah.
But then there was also that one sort of moment where it was like over sexualized, and like there was the thought of like, well, no, we were still like it. We're still a no on the who we were like. We didn't want to play with them. And then it kind of got to that point where we had to be like, no, no, this is just a no.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right? Well, it was just, we were just talking about it. Like, you just have to be educated on how to say no and be mm-hmm. true to what you want.
And yeah. And not try and experience just to experience.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Be selective.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But at the same time, if you're...
We didn't want to just settle.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no. Exactly.
Which, when it's easy when you're on vacation and it's not busy.
Well, there's people that just do that.
Right? Like, you're like, well,
there's people that literally just swing when they travel.
Yeah.
There's a whole group of those people.
Yeah.
We used to work with one of them.
Mm-hmm.
We did that takeover too in Puerto Vallarta. That was super fun.
Yes.
Puerto Vallarta. And that was at like a Muggle hotel.
Yep, and they took it over.
Yeah.
That one was great.
Actually, I think I've heard of that one.
Yeah.
But it's funny too, because I was just thinking about that. Like, there's people like us, like, I keep saying it, but we have to have a vibe and a connection with people that we play with. But there's people there that they are in it for the numbers, man. And it like to the point of concept. Like injections into the penis and stuff to get it up all. And we're like, that's not our world, man. Well, which is fine too. Like, you guys were not in those rooms at 4:30 in the morning, that's for sure.
There's some crazy stuff. Let's just cycle through, right? It's like, let's cycle through as many as we can. That seems like fun. Like you said, it's like, I wish I didn't blow 12 guys to party, or I wish I didn't.
But some
like,
people want that. Yeah.
Oh, some people come out and they tell everyone what they did.
Don't get me wrong. I would love to like bang 12 girls in one night, but it's just not going to happen. That's not in the cards. Like, I've said this since like day 12 one.
12 would be a handful.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Math comes into this eventually.
Yeah, I couldn't do 12 dicks. No.
No.
Exactly.
No. I'd be like, oh, another dick.
Get off me. Ugh.
I think like the max is 5. I think that is a solid number in
that
5.
That's your solid number?
Well, 5 that's girls. A lot. Like that's 5. That's 5. That's 10, 15 holes. I'm like, I can't fill that many. I don't have that many appendages. I'm holding up my hands so all the people on the camera.
Oh, this is all happening at once? That's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
That's like bowling.
What about 5 in 1 day?
Still, bowling's only 3.
That's true.
That's what I'm saying.
Five in a day, you could do.
I've done 3 in a day. Outside of the lifestyle, too.
Yeah. That's outside.
Well, that was like, so that like went home. This is my explanation. It was 2 a.m. 2 a.m.
He was a horny motherfucker.
Yeah. Came home from bar, 2 a.m.
Yeah.
Woke up in the morning, did it, like, probably did it again.
Mm-hmm.
Then somebody in the afternoon, and then somebody later that night.
Oh, okay.
I've done 2.
You've done more in the lifestyle scenario.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. As her eyes gaze off into the distance. Oh, yeah. Yes.
I don't know what my record a day is. I can't remember.
I do not recall, Your Honor.
How about you?
It becomes a blur of all the events and parties and it's fun times.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and as a male, what I was doing at 30 is different than 42. There's just reality is setting in here, too, but... Yeah, I don't know.
I think we had a record together of 5 or 7 one night back in the day. Sorry.
Back when it was about the notches on the bedpost.
No, was it you?
That makes sense.
We did it 5 times or 7 times in one day.
Oh, you and I?
Yes!
Oh, I thought you meant 5 or 7 guys. No. I'm like, what are you talking about?
We're just talking about how that's way too many.
Yeah, I'm like, what? With your ex-husband? No.
Like, who did I do that with?
No, I think our record with each other was 6. 6 yeah. times.
Oh, we did.
One drunken night of...
We had 12.
Ooh!
We just spent all day in there.
Like, yeah. You popped off 12 times?
Oh, dude, it was just ridiculous.
When we were first dated, it was...
When we first dated, it was just straight sexual.
Okay, scratch my 6 from the record. My 6 is lame now.
No,
well,
your
you're
6
older,
is...
though.
That's not the point. No, we're not trying to compete. That's not the real idea behind the whole point. It's just the conversation of where it's gone.
Oh, so this isn't like Top Gear? We're not putting our stats on the wall at the end of the episode.
Yeah, by the way, Jon Snow, Alessandra, by the pineapple, we're going to start listing off all our guests. Literally notches on the bed.
Yeah. You and the golden pineapple. Season series champions.
Cannot give that away. It's too beautiful.
Yeah. It is very beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
For those who are not watching... we have a pineapple that says welcome hanging out behind us because of the pineapple theory, which we have talked about a couple times. But
we haven't talked about it.
The pineapple theory. Have you heard of this?
No.
Is it like the lifestyle butterfly effect?
So, well, sort of. I guess.
I don't know. Maybe. See a pineapple, become a swinger.
Yes. Eat a pineapple and total swinger. No, it's that. I guess if you're walking around a store,
yeah,
or like a shopping
grocery store.
Jeez. Oh, bless you.
What did you say?
A shopping store. Those shopping stores. when you're walking around a shopping store, if you grab a pineapple and put it upside down in your cart, supposedly you're looking for extramarital, like...
At the shopping mart?
Yeah, the shopping... No, shopping store.
Grocery store. The shopping mart? Okay, we're getting off track here.
It's okay.
I don't know. This is a pretty ballsy way of meeting someone.
You've done it.
And then what?
Has it worked?
Just did it.
Did it work?
What?
No, he just sent me a Snapchat.
Oh.
Yeah.
Then what happens? Where do you meet in the parking lot?
I don't know.
Like, go to each other's house?
Well, If it ever happens, we'll definitely update you guys.
Well, okay. I put a pineapple in my cart now every time I'm by myself. I'm just try to see what happens. Like.
What if it's just like a jar of, no, like a can of pineapple slices. Put that upside down.
Pineapple rings.
And a crushed awesome. Pineapple. Yeah, pineapple rings.
That's awesome. This is all going into bonus.
Bind brush is too expensive.
This is going into bonus footage.
Yeah. This is not exactly. going to be podcast. Yeah.
So I got to end it. So I just want to say thank you guys for coming in and giving your take on sort of all the things we talked about. Our show notes can be found at sexuninterrupted.com if you want to find more about us. And just want to say thank you, Melisandre and Jon Snow.
Thanks, guys.
You're welcome. Coming in
thank you very much. Hopefully we helped a bit.
And winter is coming.
What does that mean? Anyway, so thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Sue on the Air, a division of Sue Lifestyle Media, Inc. If you enjoyed this sexy show, visit our show notes at sexuninterrupted.com. We share a lot on social media. Follow us on Twitter at SXUninterrupted, Instagram at sex.uninterrupted, and SoundCloud. Links are in the show notes for your convenience. Thanks again for your support and love, and until next time, keep it sexy.